We're going to head to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ken?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time and certainly opening up today's comments with tomorrow night's a contest against Ball State. And when you look at film of the Cardinals, talk about some of the challenges that present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, you know, Coach New's done a great job of getting those guys to play hard. And I think their defense is flying around. And running to the ball, which is a huge key to having a great defense, and they're getting turnovers. And offensively, we've had a lot of crossover with them, and it's been an offense that I've been super impressed with. I think our quarterback's a great player. Coach New, obviously, does a great job with his offense, and they run it, they throw it. They got powerful running backs, and they're scoring a ton of points. So, you know, there's a reason they're 3-1 in the league, and it's be a great challenge for our team.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Your Broncos are 5-0 at home and facing another home game tomorrow night. Certainly that's the nice comfort level for you and that ability to play at home at Waldo. Just talk about the environment you're expecting tomorrow night.
You know, we've obviously played well at home, and, you know, getting into the action midweek games, obviously it's a huge advantage with, you know, lack of missing classes and having some familiarity with being around here. So we're excited to play at home in front of our home crowd again, and, you know, expecting a great atmosphere, you know, to be on national television here in Kalamazoo is great for the town, and we're excited to have a chance to play one more time here.
Offense gets all the attention, but talk about your play of your defense and certainly where your Broncos defense are right now.
You know, they've been statistically, I think they've given up less points. Maybe Buffalo's given up less points than us, and they've done a really good job. They've been getting better and better, I think, every single week with understanding Coach Espo's scheme, and we've tackled better, and we've got better separation, and our eyes are better. And they've just consistently, and they've gotten turnovers, which, you know, early on, even when we had some missed assignments and gave up some big plays, you know, we were still getting turnovers. So they've been consistently getting the ball back to us, and but they've been getting off the field more and more as they've gotten better with their fundamentals. It's really something we've been focusing on is the fundamentals of our defense. And obviously we've got a great quarterback coming in, so they're going to be challenged, and I know they're excited about the opportunity.
Offensively, you guys are so balanced with the running game and obviously a passing game led by senior quarterback John Wasink. And just talk about the balance with your offense, having the ability to run and pass when needed, and what that means for you this time of year down the final stretch run.
Well, it's a huge part. I mean, early on in the year, we had a couple, you know, 400-yard passing days and a couple 400-yard rushing days. And I think the balance is the key when you're playing in inclement weather. When you're playing teams that you think the advantage is your front seven, then you can lean on the run. If you think your advantage is the back end, then you can lean on the pass. And defenses are good. They got a lot of great players, and they get to pick and choose kind of how they can load the box and make it easier for our passing game to have big plays, or they can sit back and give more opportunities for our run game. So, you know, we've been preaching balance since I took over the offense 2 years ago, and we've been able to sustain that fairly well. And you never really know going into the game exactly how it's going to play out. But to be able to be efficient in both, you know, to make a run, to get into November and have games matter like this one tomorrow night, you know, you need to have both if you're going to make it through.
And certainly for you, that comfort level of having a coach on the field and John Wasink to lead your offense in these moments with the games meaning so much now. Just talk about that comfort level for you as a coach.
It's exciting. I mean, we haven't had John in the last four games of each of the last two seasons. So to have three games left, to have him playing, we went down there last year. Unfortunately, John wasn't with us. But, you know, to have a guy that you trust, that you put a lot of faith in, very similar to Plitt. I mean, he's got a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage to do the things he wants to do and make reads. And, you know, when we can – last week we had a big running attack kind of going. We got into a two-minute situation. We were able to turn it on. He let us down the field for a touchdown at the end of the half, which was huge. So, you know, we're excited to have him healthy and leading our offense.
Tim, how have your Broncos responded this past week in preparation for tomorrow night?
It's been great. You know, we went 9 weeks straight without a break. So having those 3 extra days was huge. I gave them 2 of the 3 days were off days. Get off your feet, you know, and have a little bit of normalcy, because 9 in a row is a tough tale. And I give a lot of credit to our strength staff and our training staff for getting us through fairly healthy, you know. And so it was huge. And then when we got back on the field after those 2 days off, I mean, the energy's back. Our speed is better. We monitor the speed of every day in practice, and we're feel like we got our legs back better than they've been the last 3 or 4 weeks. So that should help our team speed, running to the ball, and being able to hopefully make some big plays on offense. So it's been crucial. It wasn't a full bye week, but it was just what we needed after 9 games straight.
Well, Tim, thank you for your time. We want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Ball State, and we look forward to talking to you again next Monday morning.
I appreciate it, Ken. Thanks.
Thank you so much. For Tim Lester and his Western Michigan Broncos hosting the Ball State Cardinals tomorrow night on Tuesday, November 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.